Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I don't usually get into government stuff, but being as how this is currently heading the news, I'm going to hit it. I want to start with our executive branch going back to JFK and Bill Clinton, ending with Donald Trump. They were all accused of or caught at sexual misconduct. One would think that being in the spotlight as they are, they would not get involved with that stuff. Many of Trump's choices for high positions in government have had to resign or been forced out by pressure from the president and the public. It seems to me that Trump is too rich for his own good, and he has no idea what goes on in real life. Take the fence, for example. He sits up there with all his money while working people have to go without because he wants a fence on the U.S.-Mexican border that costs billions, and they will find a way around it anyway. Personally, I think the whole immigration thing is not our fault. Why are they leaving their home country? Are their leaders corrupt? Will they not do things to make it so that people won't have to or want to leave? In the case of the deaths of two children dragged across the wilderness by their fathers without food or water, is that our fault? I think not. On the other hand, immigrants do jobs that we won't do. I picked strawberries as a little kid, and I know how hard that was, especially with my dad as a row boss. And if I missed one, he would use a stick to uncover it, then smack me with it when I went to pick the berry. I still like strawberries, though. I don't know how to fix it, but the problem lies elsewhere. Getting back to President Trump, he needs to get down to real life and realize that he is making life tough for millions of citizens, not only financially, but life-wise. Making people struggle without pay or work for a half-baked idea that won't work. There was an editorial in the Times Standard that suggested we not have Republicans and Democrats, but men and women who want to make things better for the country and the world as a whole. I have thought that for years. I am a registered Republican, but I vote for who I think is best for the job and who will do what is right, regardless of political pressure. Much of the party pressure to vote for something seems to help some person or other thing that will fatten someone's pocket or some subject's pocket. This may also be currently important, but putting another hamburger joint in town is sort of a lost cause. If they make it, it will just hurt the ones who are already here. I had a burger in an In-N-Out once, and it was okay. Just another burger and fries, and oh yeah, the strawberry shake. Many thanks to Mike Jones for covering me during my rehab and hospitalizations. I'm back. And thanks to my fellow commenters for their thoughts and presentations. I really enjoy listening to them each morning. By the way, have you broken your New Year's resolutions yet? I don't make them. What's the point? If it's something you should be doing it already. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.